The theme song
is back, and we're back.
I for didn't do another episode of Oven Roasted
Potatoes.
Did it work? I don't even know if we said it at the right time. We're all in different.
We're not in the same place. This is the first time in the history of Oven Roasted Potatoes. This is history in the making.
This is history.
That we're not in the same room.
We're not.
Tyler, I kind of miss you because of that fact.
Well, you know what? Funny you say that, because you literally, I feel like y'all all should know that Kyle straight up went and got a new roommate.
I did.
So
Tyler and I were roommates for how long? 25 years?
Yeah, 25 to 3 years.
3 years, yeah, 3 years. Yeah.
And then you went off and got married.
I did. Yes, and it has been, I mean, 2020 has been a wild ride for all of us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got a cat.
You got a cat.
I did.
I got a wife. Equal in every aspect.
Yeah. Outside of that, though, in the world, like, nothing's been going on. It's been pretty chill.
And I'm just, living life. 2020 is a breeze.
Dude,
of a year.
It was exactly how I thought it was going to be. It's so chill. So
too. Every pet I've had.
Best year.
The big wedding with everything that we were planning. Yeah, yeah. I got cut to 8 people, but I mean, you didn't even get to be there.
I literally wasn't one of the 8 people. That's what I was about to say to everybody. I just want y'all to know that literally Kyle chose his parents over me being in one of those 8 people.
We had 2 sets of parents, a sister and a host parent who held the wedding. And Tyler, I mean, you would have been up there if you had a really beautiful ranch house.
Why did the host parents count? You said that the host parents who held the wedding, did they, Kyle? Did they literally hold the wedding? Like, did they need to put the wedding inside of their hands and hold it? Because they could have easily just stayed indoors. It was an outdoor wedding. They could have stayed indoors, watched from the window, and me and a plus one could have came.
So, you know what's actually funny? I don't know if I told you this, but the host family that graciously let us use their ranch house and have an outdoor wedding in the midst of COVID. This is the beginning of COVID. We thought everyone's grandma was dying. I mean, this pandemic is bad. Wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart. But we figured out how to have life accordingly with that. But April, this is April. Like, this is the point where everyone thought they're going to lose 5 loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like World War Z with Brad Pitt. That's the picture everyone's got. And the host family actually said, hey, we'll stay inside if you just want to, like, if you want to have, like, one more person. And
you said no.
I said, no, I don't want Tyler there.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it was where we couldn't. It wouldn't be fair to have one of us have a best friend while the other one didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Therefore, we got married with just family. I didn't.
Abby's best friends are in Canada or wherever she's from.
California.
Yeah, they couldn't have come.
That is partially true.
You know what?
She does have one College Station friend, which would have been closer than you. So if we were going to go proximity, we would have had to.
Oh my gosh.
You were like up there though, man. Like, you were so high up there.
Yeah, I was so high on the list that you literally told people, no, do not make room for this man. Please come outside and
this
watch.
Is legit. We're not in the same room, so there's no, like, you know, physical cues where we can, like, wink at each other and go, ha, that was a joke. So I don't know where the line of reality and the fictitious character acting that we do on this show is. So I'm going to run on the route that, hey, you're fine.
There is no line. What is a lie? Nothing is real.
As Bo Burnham would say.
Yes. I'm excited to be back, though, for an episode of Oven Roasted Pandemic. This is just fun.
I know. I'm so glad that we figured this out right at the beginning of this thing.
Yeah, first try.
We're like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's give people some levity. It's been a hard couple days in the midst of this pandemic.
Yeah, definitely.
And so let's wait 9 months.
Let's
and
give something people
own.
Be thankful for.
Yeah, exactly. Like, most TV, like, Saturday Night Live is back in person. And we're like, you know what? let's do a socially distanced episode.
Yeah, even though we literally hung out like 2 weeks ago, to be totally honest, like outside of the, like behind the curtain, we definitely saw each other 2 weeks ago.
But in this aspect.
Yeah. We haven't seen each other since this whole thing started.
Stay away from me, Tyler Riley.
Yeah, I would never.
You may have the virus.
I wouldn't even show up if you invited me, which you didn't, but Tyler, I wouldn't.
Tyler, what has been your best coronavirus joke?
My best coronavirus joke was me saying, like, what if I got a cat and then I got one and the joke was on me.
Okay, tell everybody about your cat. Your cat's name is?
My cat's name. I got a cat and her name is Jessica.
Jessica. What's her last name?
She doesn't have one, or it's Riley. I don't know.
Wait, what about, no.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Her name is Jessica. Her name is Jessica Meow.
Come on!
Which is a little throwback to our taboo cheater episode, Jessica Sowell. We didn't forget about you.
R.I.P.
Even though you forgot about the rules that one time we played. So her name is Jessica. Her name was Beyonce for like 24 hours, because I thought it'd be funny to have a cat named Beyonce. But then I started like correcting her as she would like scratch on the couch, and it just felt really disrespectful to yell at Beyonce. That's it just didn't feel right. So I changed.
I mean, Beyonce is a Houston legend.
She is a Houston legend. And so Jessica's literally biting my hand right now. I'm just trying to film this podcast, this nice family friendly podcast, and she's digging her feline teeth into my hand.
Hey, have I told the our loyal tater tots the story of how I'm related to Beyonce?
Yes, I think on two different episodes.
let's do a third. Dog, it's been almost a year since we said we're gonna record every week. We're back, baby.
Yeah, we're here.
We're back.
We're here. It was
we're gonna
of the,
be here
per, the
every
pandemic.
Week until yes. we get bored again.
Yes.
No, we are we're here. Our goal is to actually have a good schedule.
Yeah.
You know, moving 30 minutes apart, I think would only increase our ability to produce weekly content opposed to us living 30 seconds apart.
Yeah, which we literally filmed our least amount of content when we lived in the same, like, house.
We're back, baby.
And we're here. We're
back. So my dog growing up was sisters with Beyonce's dog. And
yes.
So if I ever meet Beyonce, both dogs have since passed away.
That is actually very
oh my
true.
Gosh, that's really
oh
sad.
Oh my gosh.
But I can go, hey, Beyonce, one, H-Town, what up? Two, rest in peace, your dog. Also, Beyonce, rest in peace, my dog, because our dog's siblings. And she's going to go, please remove this kid.
Together.
Very weird.
We are Destiny's Child.
We are.
What are we talking about tonight?
Tyler, we have the hottest debate I think we could ever have, because it involves an oven.
This oh, it does?
Debate
okay.
is all centered around the holiday that is, we're recording this on the 25th, and November 26th is
yeah,
the close. It is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Yes, it is.
And everybody knows Thanksgiving involves an oven, because you got to bake your turkey. You got to bake your mashed potatoes. You got to bake your Watergate. You got to bake your pies. You got to bake your sweet tea. You got to bake everything.
It's funny to hear you talking about turkeys, because you're such a silly goose. You still there?
I am. I just wanted to have everybody just sit in that for a second.
Yeah, man. I'm a silly goose sometimes.
You're the silliest of gooses, I would say.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. This is the debate that I've seen circulating on my Instagram stories.
Yes.
And it's circulating mostly because I posted it on my Instagram story.
If it's about politics, I'm hanging up.
It is. I couldn't think of a joke from that.
I know. That's probably a good thing.
I know. We are a politics-free podcast.
Yeah, we don't believe in politics.
We don't believe in government. Anarchy. Yeah. Anarchy.
Even better, we believe that the government should go to the people. Therefore, we're such... I'm just kidding. I'm not even... We have no political stance or affiliation.
You know what? here's my political stance.
Jesus 2020. Were you going to say it at the same time?
I was going to say America is a great country, but also
okay.
Jesus 20. You're supposed to join 2020.
2020 for and forever.
And forever and 2021.
2020 and Omega.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
All right, so we've gone 11 minutes and we.
Everybody knows the topic because they clicked on the view, but we're really riding this thing out.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, we're going to get to the topic, and then I got one other question for you, Tyler, would take place over the course of the last 9, 10 months.
Yeah,
11 months. So our question, our topic of debate tonight, are you ready, people? If I was good at audio effects, I would put in, are you ready? But we don't have that. We're basic. Here's the question, Tyler. Should Christmas, the holiday that takes place on December 25th every single year, should Christmas begin to be celebrated, as in Christmas tree being put up, lights being put up,
music,
all sorts of Christmas movies being watched? Should that take place before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving?
Well, Kyle, I will tell you this.
Tell me what your thoughts are.
I'm going to give you a very obscure answer here. The answer is absolutely freaking not.
Oh my gosh, you are wrong.
Dude, listen to me, okay?
I'm ready. I would love to listen.
First off, you just started.
I will give you 2 minutes uninterrupted to defend your point.
Starting now.
Ready?
Okay, three, you interrupted two, one, me already. Go. You literally just interrupted
three,
me.
Two, one, go.
So here's the deal, man. You just kind of said it. You were like, hey, should Christmas
I'm not
going to
interrupt you at all, but
before,
sorry, go continue.
Shut up. Should Christmas be celebrated before Thanksgiving? You know what? You just said a holiday, and you just implied that one holiday should jump another holiday. Now, there are minor holidays, right, that some would say. You know, Boxing Day in Canada is not really one that I really celebrate with my family.
Well, you should.
Thanksgiving is not one of those holidays. And you know what? It's just like America. It is just like America to say, you know what? Let's skip the holiday that's about being thankful and jump to the holiday that's about presents. And you can't say, oh, but Christmas is also about Jesus, because that's on the bottom of everyone's list when they give the reasons for why it's okay to celebrate Christmas before Thanksgiving. They like the music. They like that Ben Rector made another Christmas album. They like all these things. But you know what? Thanksgiving, take a minute, be thankful. Just be freaking thankful. That's all I got to say.
Okay, here's the deal. You brought up Ben Rector. Ben Rector threw out a Thanksgiving album. So take him out of the equation. Boom. He put out a...
He's pandering to me.
He is pandering directly to you. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Is Thanksgiving a good holiday? Yes. Definitively. Yes. Who doesn't like to eat turkey, sweet potato casserole, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, surrounded with your family, chit-chattering it up? Absolutely. Does Thanksgiving deserve an entire month? No. Here's the deal why. Christmas, we're celebrating the birth of God. And I'm sorry if my celebration spans more than the 25 days that you allotted. Sorry, Tyler. I don't want to give God 25 days. I want to give him at least 30. And so here's the deal. It should be celebrated before. The beginning of the Christmas season is the beginning of the seasons changing. The moment that it begins to get a little nip in the weather, that's
when hasn't happened.
We live in Texas. It doesn't get...
Yeah, that's still
you
guys, hasn't
this
happened.
This is imaginative. We don't get... I went swimming on Christmas 3 years ago. We don't get cold weather, so you got to imagine it. So when everybody else in the country starts getting cold weather, that's when Christmas begins. It's more than Thanksgiving. Oh, I still celebrate. I give Thanksgiving its proper time, which means the day before and the day after, and then maybe I'll go catch a deal on that Friday. But I'll give them
literally everything, like, in your entire, like, defense of that. First off, you started for, like, is Thanksgiving a good holiday? Sure. I love turkey. I love mashed potatoes. I love literally what people can give me instead of what the entire theme
put
of the
in my belly.
Holiday is about is being thankful for what you have, okay? And then, yes, is Christmas a big deal? Absolutely. But there is power, Kyle. There is power in the waiting, just like Israel waited on the Messiah. And I think it's a little bit good for us to wait on the things that we want sometimes to truly understand how long the people waited for the chosen one to come and save the world.
Okay, so here we go. How about this, though? How about this? What's a good color combination?
There's not one.
No, give me a good color combination.
Green and blue.
Green and blue. Okay. What kind of colors does that represent?
That represents the earth.
It represents, yeah, kind
of. You don't know how you're finishing this.
I don't know when I'm finishing this. But I'll tell you what isn't a good color combination. Brown, orange, and yellow.
Those are literally the colors of this season.
That is literally Thanksgiving. You know what's more fun than that? Green, red, silver, and gold. That's what I'm talking about.
You think silver and gold belongs to Christmas?
Silver and gold.
Silver and gold literally belongs to New Year's, homie.
Okay. I'll throw in New Year's part of Christmas. It's all the same holiday.
The two colors that don't go together are literally green and red. Green? You wear a red shirt and green pants or vice versa and see how that goes.
People say, wow, you look like Christmas joy, and it brings them a smile.
But however, if you wear a yellow shirt and brown pants, you know what? You're Charlie frickin' Brown, and that's pretty acceptable.
Okay, so I'll give you a tie on that. Again.
Give me another color combination story, Kyle.
I'll give you another combination. Football. Football happens on Thanksgiving. But you know what Thanksgiving does? It gives you the worst teams playing. The Lions play every Thanksgiving. They don't even give you, like, I don't know, the Patriots or the other good teams. I don't watch pro football, so I don't really know.
It's
but I know the Lions aren't good.
It's because it's the most American thing to have the Lions playing on Thanksgiving.
Why?
They're the Detroit Lions. They literally make our vehicles.
Oh, no.
The vehicles that you use to drive around and see your family to just ask them for money for Christmas because you skip the holiday.
Hey, Tyler.
Comes from Detroit. So, you know what? Heaven forbid we spend 3 hours in a halftime show from an artist that no one knows to watch the Lions play.
Who's going to be the artist this year? I'm going to look it up.
I actually don't know. I know. Did you hear who's playing at the Super Bowl?
No, who is? Is it no?
It's the Weeknd.
Baby, we're about to have me some fun. It's the freaking Weeknd, baby. About to.
That's different.
The halftime show for this year, for everybody knows, it is Kane Brown, the country singer.
Okay,
which is pretty fitting. Like,
no, yeah, it is fitting, dude. This dude in the same. Listen, I don't listen to a lot of country music, but Kane Brown, been called out. He's been called out for, like, not being a real, like, country artist boy. He got lost on his own land and had to call the police this year. Like, this year, he had to call for help on the land that he bought. And so he literally is on this ranch and he had to call for help because he couldn't find his way back. And he is doing the halftime show.
I was thinking it because the South hasn't been good about, like, you know, wearing masks, right?
Yeah.
And he's a country singer, which is, like, the South.
Yeah.
And so I think that's funny. But that what's even more funny is, like, he got lost on his.
Yeah, he definitely got lost on his. Yeah.
He's the opposite of it. He's the if anybody has ever heard of Bo Burnham, go look up Bo Burnham country song. Unless you're under the age of 18, then definitely don't look up that because it is explicit.
Yeah.
But if you are over the age of 18 and are okay with bad language, which we, of course, do not approve of. We're Avanos Biz. We're a family podcast. Yeah, but if you are absolutely okay with that, it's amazing, and it makes fun of people like Kane Brown.
Yes. The pandering country music.
Well, all that to say, I think that's a point in Christmas's favor.
No, how?
Because Kane Brown isn't playing the halftime show of Christmas. Tyler
Christmas
Riley
doesn't even freaking have a halftime show.
It does.
That should tell you everything you need to know.
Because basketball plays, and no one plays the halftime show at basketball.
Do you understand how little people want to watch basketball on Christmas? So much so
do you
that
know
the NBA comes out with the most ridiculous
Tyler,
uniforms
Tyler,
for that day?
Tyler. Do you know why that is? It's because in the Christmas holiday, you don't have to be entertained. You don't have to be drawn to a television because there's gift giving and there's
is that why there's
that there's cheer and there's joy and there's sorts of fun stuff. Unlike Thanksgiving.
Is that why there's 90,000 Christmas movies, Kyle? Is that why there's 90,000 Christmas movies? Because you don't need to be entertained around Christmas.
I think.
Really?
I think the fact that there are so many Christmas movies justifies the reason that why it needs to be celebrated for so long. How many Thanksgiving movies can you think of besides the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving?
What is that?
Okay, I need to explain. So, my roommates and I in college would have this thing that we called Triflin' Tuesday. We all came from pretty not phenomenal financial situations. And so, what we would do is on Tuesdays, one of us would cook a food item that we grew up on. And then we would watch something in the Netflix category under the category, because you watch Sharknado 4. And then movies like this would come up, and it was Thanksgiving, and it was literally about a turkey with a knife. Yeah.
That in itself can almost switch to the other side.
I want to say the tagline, it was like Thanksgiving, he's flipping the script.
I love it.
And so it's like Thanksgiving, this turkey goes around and hunts humans.
Absolutely love it.
It's pretty good. That's also, speaking of being a family podcast, that's a great family podcast. That's a great family
show. Yeah, after you watch the Bo Burnham, go watch Thanksgiving. And and also email Tyler at TylerRiley@gmail.com. Is that your email?
Yeah. No, I know.
Dang it.
No. Yeah, that's somebody's email, though.
Let them know about like how bad of a job we do at recommending things. Here's the deal, Tyler. Absolutely. I don't think we're going to see eye to eye. As sad as it is, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And I wish you would see the right way. Is Thanksgiving a good holiday? I'm stepping in my soapbox. You might not be able to see it, but if you could hear that clomp, that's me stepping on a soapbox.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Thanksgiving, great holiday. Great food, great time, great thing. Thinking everything. Big fan of all of that. Does it outweigh the ability to start celebrating Christmas? No, because I think they can go hand in hand. I'm a person that likes to see compromise in the world. I am a person that likes to see not juxtaposed of holidays, but interweaving of holidays.
You're literally the type of person who's the reason that T-Mobile merged with Sprint.
That would gladly take T-Mobile over Sprint. In this world,
they're the same thing now. They're literally the same company now because of people
like
you.
All that to say, Christmas can be celebrated at least 1 week before Thanksgiving. No more. Don't get greedy now. Like a week before Thanksgiving. That's about it. If you start putting out your tree in September, you got a problem. You get early November just to overshadow Thanksgiving a little bit and then live on your life of Christmas. That's my point.
And that is not the official opinion.
That is the official position of Oven Roasted Potatoes. Tyler,
dang
it,
dude.
Glad that we can see eye to eye on this. Like, I feel like us not seeing eye to eye personally has allowed us to see eye to eye so much better.
I don't know what you even just said, because Jessica's literally eating the car. She's eating the car.
Jessica wants Christmas. Jessica, meow. or Jessica Sal.
She's doing it. She's doing it. She was meowing. Did you hear that?
You or is that her?
No, that's her. That's
is
literally
that you,
her.
Like speaking through a straw.
She's meowing.
Oh,
bro.
Jessica, okay. You're such a good cat.
She is freaky.
Any other thoughts on that debate topic?
No, man. I lay my case to rest. So yeah.
It has been.
I feel
it has
about
been
where
buried, and Christmas has been covered on top of it. Be happy to know that.
Yeah, it is. What
okay,
it is.
Here's the other question, though. So, Tyler, everybody else, every other good podcast has put out something in the past 9 months. We said, nah.
Yeah.
What have you been doing that has taken your attention from our loyal Tater Tots for the last 9 months?
Ooh, goodness, that's a good question. I've been doing a lot, man. So much. So much. Like, you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah, I would like you to tell me about it. Besides Jessica, you've talked about that one.
There are no words for it.
There are no words. You're really good at stalling.
Yeah. I've been doing so much. Just a lot of stuff.
Got so many irons in the fire. It's hard to pick one. How about like what TV shows have you watched or movies? Would you like I
saw literally that? I'm not even joking. What TV show haven't I watched? Because to be totally honest, I have burned through them. Like it's been a hot minute since I haven't watched a TV show. I've watched everything from Outer Banks to The Office like three more times to Netflix movies made by Netflix that nobody should uh-huh. watch. Like, yeah, it just quality Absolutely. Wise and yeah, I got an Amazon Prime account for Prime Video. There's been a lot.
Okay, give me your top three. If somebody is being transported back to March 14th, lockdown just happened.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
Tiger King. It's what do you say?
Tiger King. I'm actually getting my laptop right now so that I can pull up my Netflix account. You know, I need to see, like, I need to look at it.
I really
again.
Wish
it's
there was like a
minute.
Real like library of what you've watched. Just you could click on it and either feel shame from the amount of stuff you've watched, or if you're like me, like the amount of stuff you've rewatched, where it's like, oh, I've watched every episode of New Girl 8 times in the past 2 months.
Yeah, definitely. It has definitely been close to that. Let's see here. Let's pull this bad boy up. Y'all are getting the
real inside scoop. I heard Jessica again. Here. Jessica is
yeah, dude. She literally
stuff. We've only had one guest on the podcast, mainly because we don't do this podcast a whole lot, and we're gonna really try is probably the most abstract way to say we're gonna do our best and fail to deliver. But we're going to really try this time. We got to 3 episodes in a row last year. We're going for 4.
Definitely.
Which is sad because definitely. We have All right, thousands of people that listen to our ramblings when we put this stuff out, which is bananas. Bananas. Thousands of people are loyal Tater Tots. And we're like, what if we just do this once a year?
Honestly, yeah, it's wild. Okay, top 3 shows I've watched. Let's look at this. I would say is currently loading because that's the type of Wi-Fi we have in this place. So some of the I've actually just finished watching season 20 of Survivor.
Wow, you are really you're out of stuff to watch, man. You know that
I'm
show
like,
was like
here's
big.
The thing, dude.
15 years ago.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I season 20 of Survivor was called Heroes versus Villains, which they take like all the heroes from the past seasons and all the villains from the past season, and they like compete against each other. But the thing is, like, I haven't watched any of the past seasons, so it was still cool to watch and be like, all right, they're heroes and villains, but not really know it. The Last Dance, the Jordan documentary, man, that one's up there. It's got to be up there. That was just one of the best moments of the quarantine and Netflix in particular. I went crazy off that show.
Can you dunk now?
Pretty close. Nice. Pretty close, I would say. So yeah, The Last Dance is up there. I would also say, honestly, I was a big fan of Outer Banks. I'm not gonna lie, I was a big fan of it.
And, it felt too much from the picture I saw as I scrolled through on Netflix. It felt too much like Degrassi. Is it similar to Degrassi?
It's better, but it's better Drake for sure. Yeah.
Well, then I'm out.
No, it's much better acting and plot. It's not as the Drake not is as not cheesy. In it.
And he's not in a Drake wheelchair.
Is not in it. No, he's not. I'm sorry.
That's my like my criteria for most TV shows is Drake in it.
Yeah, I figured. And the third one is, you know what? I don't know. There's a lot that are tied for third, and I don't even want to fake pick one for you guys. I want to give you all the real stuff, but okay. I just don't know.
How about this?
I don't know.
Loyal Tater Tots. Why don't you message us what your number three, don't tell us number one and two, what's your number three quarantine Netflix, YouTube, Hulu, Amazon Prime, your show, your thing that you've done, number three, not one, two. I don't want to hear Tiger King. If you send me Tiger King, so help me, no Tiger King. That's how dated that reference is now.
And it's made up of, like, every episode's absolutely a different show. So
none of that. What's your number three thing that we need to watch? What other Loyal Tater Tots? And we'll shout it out next week when we put it in there. You're probably wondering, hey, Kyle, you didn't tell me how to send you it. I'll tell you how right now. You can follow Oven Roasted Potatoes at Oven Roasted Potatoes on Instagram. Hit us up on a comment and say, hey, this is what you need to watch. Absolutely. And then, Tyler, what's your email?
My email is – I almost literally just gave everybody my email. Almost did that.
Oh, I don't care. KyleJPettit@gmail.com. You can email me in and hit me up with one. Or you can email Tyler at
– yeah. You can email me at – if you still have AOL, it's baseballrules365@AOL.com.
It's gmail.com, and you're a troll. That's my email. That is literally my email on a lot of things is baseballrules365@ymail.com because that was my aim when I was in junior high.
I'm honestly surprised that nobody else had that.
I know. Yeah. I got lucky. Do you know how many people are like, oh, man, I only play 364 days a year? I was like, I'm baseball 365 days. That's almost as bad as my Xbox Live username, which I'll tell that story next week. How about that? How about that for a cliffhanger, you tater tot?
A little teaser. Oh, my word. Well, Kyle, man, it was so good. It was it so good so to good. Catch
man,
up.
I haven't heard your voice in years. Years.
I know. It is just
Tyler.
Wild.
Who is this? This episode sponsored by? I'm really curious.
Oh, that's a great dude. That's a really good question. This episode is actually sponsored by Firefest, which is coming out. It was actually supposed to be this year, the relaunch of it, and it just didn't. It didn't really work out. So, actually, to be totally honest, this whole year was Firefest. We're all a part of it right now. So, that's what this has all been. But that's our biggest sponsor. With Ja Rule by himself, because Billy's in prison.
If
so,
you are just tuning in, this is your first episode of ORP. Welcome to the Tater Talk Club. We have an ongoing joke where our sponsor has been You're supposed to do it. Our sponsor has been
MoviePass!
For $9.99 a month, we rode that company into the ground. They gave you unlimited movie tickets for $10 a month. Yeah, you're like, that sounds too good to be true. It was. Their share price dropped to from $9 to $0 in the course of a month. And we were part of that.
It was glad to be incredible. Part of it.
So that's our ongoing joke. Yeah. I guess this time maybe it's Firefish. We're gonna find another company. If you want to sponsor
we'll find one.
Hit us up. Again, you can comment on a message or literally, that's my email, kylejpetter@gmail.com. I don't even care now. Just send me a sponsor. I want to be sponsored by you. We want to be sponsored by you at Oven Roasted Potatoes. Man, Tyler, it has been so fun to be back. It really has
been fun. We'll have to do this again.
Maybe even more than once a year.
Yeah.
Man, it feels good to be back if I've ever seen it.
Yes, it does. This has been another episode of
Roasted Potatoes. I've been Kyle.
And I'm still
We'll see
Tyler.
You hopefully next week. For another episode, we got some really good stuff
out there, people.
In the crock pot that's cooking up. So join us. Follow us at Oven Roasted Potatoes on Instagram. That's our only form of communication. Hit us up, and we'll see you back next week.
See ya then.